What up? Welcome back to another episode of Gritty Nose Best, baby. Yes. 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 Hope you're doing well over there. I'm doing great. Tonight is a big night. I got my pumpkin spice coffee ready. Everything is together. Everything must be perfect tonight because tonight is the night. Tonight is the night that we are finally sitting down with Justin to talk about everything, to talk about his story. We've been teasing it for a while. People have been asking for it. People were hitting me up on YouTube asking me about it. And you know what? It's finally time. It's finally time to discuss Justin and his story. So I'm sure everybody coming to this podcast knows who Justin is. But for the few of you who may not, who may be stumbling upon this, that may just be a fan of the show or something, and you don't know who Justin is, who he is and was, in 2009... Justin started uploading videos to YouTube under the alias Simfuckus, uploading videos with him dancing, singing, sometimes shirtless, sometimes not, cursing people out, jumping off of the bed and body slamming his pillow. Many, many great videos that people loved. He started gaining a lot of attention on YouTube and even some in mainstream media. But then all of a sudden, like very quickly, I don't know, a couple of months later, he just fell off the face of the earth. Not for me, because I know the guy, but for the rest of the world, they thought he was literally dead. He just deleted all of his videos out of nowhere, and he was gone for like over 10 years until now, 2020. If the year couldn't get crazier enough, Simfuckus rose from the grave, and he's back on YouTube, and everybody's happy about it. And now he's going to come on the podcast tonight to tell us his story, the story of Simfuckus, how everything got started from back in the day, why he left, what things were like when he was gone, and why he decided to come back. So without further ado, because I can see him, he's ready. He's bursting at the seams right now. Without further ado, here is Justin, the artist formerly known as Simfuckus, Justin. Yeah! Yes. That's right. There he is. In the flesh.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
What was it like coming out of the grave? How was that?
Was it hard? It was messy, but it felt good.
That can apply to a lot of things, actually. So, you know. So we're finally here. After much procrastination on my end, you've been sitting there for an hour while I changed my shirt twice. So, tell us. From the very beginning, not from the beginning when you were born, because nobody cares about all that. When you started YouTube, how did all this begin?
Okay, so in 2009, I got the brilliant idea to start making videos for whatever reason.
Right.
And I just picked up the camera and started dancing to music. And doing interviews to myself.
With yourself. Your first interview was with yourself.
Yeah, and I can't recall really what motivated me to do this.
Me either, because I was with you at the time. And we don't even recall why you did it. I don't even remember talking to you about each video. I just remember you starting it and then ending it. The whole thing was a blur. It was wild.
Yeah, and it all happened because before I turned 16, like maybe 3 weeks, my mom bought me a camera for my birthday.
Right.
And she bought it early because we went to a baseball game.
Right.
So she bought it to take pictures. But I used it after to start making videos.
Yeah, tons of videos.
Yeah, like 25.
Is that how many you did, actually?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And it was just all kind of shit. I mean, it was like the original. It was like when YouTube was really popping, like really starting out. So nobody was doing like the videos they're doing now. It was like you would do a 2-minute video of you wrestling and then like a 5-second video of you kicking a chair. And that was the cool part. It was just you picked up the camera and did whatever you wanted and people started liking it. People started loving it.
And people liked it, and then you had people that hated it.
Yeah, I mean, you gained a lot of attention pretty quickly because you started getting attention on the street. People, you got a lot, like a lot of love on the street would be outside and people, hey, some fuckers. You got a call from Maria Menounos who wanted to put you on E. I mean, you were getting a lot of love, but like you said, you also got a lot of hate out of nowhere as well. I mean, it comes with the territory, but at the time, you didn't know. It was like, again, the beginning of YouTube. So you got a lot of hate, and at first, it wasn't like you immediately left because of the hate, because that's why, I mean, that's why you left, right? Because the hate was a couple of things.
Yeah. We'll get into it.
Okay. I wanted to talk about the hate first because I want to say you didn't leave immediately because of the hate, because you came back and started making videos and shit at the haters too, right?
Yeah. Just to go back at that comment you made, how YouTube just got started again when I made the videos. I was 15 and I didn't know how YouTube worked.
Yeah.
So when I uploaded it, I thought it was coming privately to my friends and family.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I thought it was all private. I didn't know how it worked.
Oh shit.
And then one morning I got up and I got like thousands of views.
You remember what video it was?
No.
Probably one of the singing ones. Those were like your most popular ones. The singing
probably
ones. My favorite probably was 13 Second Gaust. I'm sure anybody hasn't seen that, look up 13 Second Gaust. Now, explain to me the decision to call it Gaust and not Ghost.
Well, it's a running joke still on my channel that I can't read.
Or spell.
Apparently, I can't spell either.
You uploaded a video of him doing a jump scare, which was actually funny as shit, but you accidentally put Gaust instead of Ghost. Yeah. And you were 15, so it's not much of an excuse there to add the U. It wasn't no U there. But back to what we were saying. So you just woke up one morning, you got a bunch of views. And then how did you start handling it? I don't even remember. You just kept uploading. We didn't even really think about it.
Okay, so I got a couple thousand views, and I got a lot of hate comments from that.
Off the bat.
So one night, I was looking at the comments, and that's where I made that video cursing people out.
Right.
And from that video, it went on WorldStar.
Oh, did it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that video went on WorldStar.
I remember I was at my grandma's house one night, and my dad's friend called me, or my dad's friend called him, and he called my mom, and he was like, yo, he's on WorldStar, he's viral.
The one of you being like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, fuck everybody, and I didn't know what the fuck viral meant.
Right, now it's, everybody knows the term, but at the time, again, YouTube was kind of new.
Yeah.
All of it was.
So I went viral that night. I went home. I went to bed. Then the next day, I had a group calling me. That's where the calls started.
After the video, people started after calling your house.
Yes.
I remember that, right.
And it was a group calling themselves Anonymous.
Right.
I don't think it's the real Anonymous.
Right.
I think it was just a troll group.
Mm-hmm.
But they kept calling my house.
Yeah.
And when they started calling that morning, I deleted everything.
Right. That was the tipping point right there, that you deleted everything. Because now it was getting serious. It wasn't just going on YouTube. People were actually calling your house, and that got you nervous.
They were calling me, threatening my friends for information about me.
Right, because you also had your MySpace. You had your MySpace, mm-hmm. So they could see who you had in your top eight or whatever. So
yeah.
I don't know if any of us got harassed personally, though. Me, Dre, any of those guys.
No, it was my friends from high school.
Interesting. Okay. So then that was it. Then I remember that stuff. I remember you were like, all right, I'm going to take the channel down. And then that was it. You were done for a long time, and everybody thought you were dead. That was like the first rumor that you died.
Yeah, and I don't really blame the rumors because I left the internet. I have progeria. It's a
pretty
conclusion.
Decent, you know, theory there, yeah, that you died, but you just left the internet.
Yeah.
Okay. So you wiped out all your videos, but then they started coming back on YouTube, so your legend it kept going. Like, people still knew who you were, because as soon as you put your shit down, everybody was uploading it and still watching it till this day.
Yeah.
You know, people said they grew up on your videos. They kept seeing it on YouTube.
They uploaded like 20 of them. They didn't get all of them, but they uploaded a decent amount. And like you said, people grew up. They tell me today that they grew up on my videos. They felt inspired by me.
Right. So then you were gone, and what were you doing when you were gone? Now that you just dropped the videos, what was life? What were you doing?
Well, I graduated high school.
Right.
So that was 2 years after that happened. I graduated high school, then I got a job. You know, I was working.
Yeah, you're working at all of our friends are working at, pretty much. You were the manager there.
Yeah. So I got a job, and that's pretty much what I was doing for a good 5 years, from 2011 to 2016.
Working.
Yeah.
Working man.
And I want to bring it back a little bit, because I forgot to say this. The hate wasn't the only thing that...
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, you did say that, right. I'm glad you brought that up. So I thought that was the only thing that it was about. That's what I remember. What else made you want to leave? Because you liked it.
Well, it was the hate, and also it was my parents...
Right, like, they hated that.
You know, and
your whole family hated that.
Yeah. So it was basically the hate and just being afraid from my family, my friends, and it was also being scared of my family.
Yeah, that they were on you since like day one. As soon as it really started, they were on about it. And they didn't want you doing anything the whole time you were gone. They would tell you that they didn't want you doing anything. We'll get to that, but we'll get to how you came back. But so you were working for like 5 years. You were working with some of us at the job, and you were chilling. What else were you doing?
Really, I was just working until 2016.
Right.
I was having fun. I was doing this. I was living my life.
Right.
Living
a normal life.
Good.
No, you say you were living a normal life.
Yes. I was living a normal life, but I still had fames. I would get the occasional, you know, hey, some fuckers.
On the street.
Can I take a picture?
Yep.
What's up? All that shit.
Yeah.
And from 2017 till 1920, I wasn't doing a lot of anything, really. I got laid off. I took a break.
Right. Took a break from working. And you did. You watched wrestling, right? You watched wrestling. You have your tremendous pop collection behind you. You started collecting pops.
Oh, yeah. I started collecting these.
Pokemon Go. I mean, you weren't doing nothing. You had your hobbies. You watched Chatterbait. Show them the Chatterbait mug. You were watching Chatterbait. So you were just basically just chilling out, enjoying your life, getting the occasional fan here and there, but nothing crazy. People still thought you were dead up until this point.
Yeah, and even though I accumulated a following on Twitter.
Right, you did. Yeah, right, you did. You put up, you had your Twitter for like that whole time that you were gone, and you
from
were doing wrestling. And you were tweeting.
Yeah,
you were tweeting wrestling stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, you were tweeting wrestling stuff. You gained a little bit of following. people didn't know if it was real, so you really didn't catch on. Because people are like, oh, you would get messages even still this day. You're not the real Simfuckus. You're dead. And we're like, bro, these are like brand new pictures. How am I not the real Simfuckus? Like, I don't have the peacock fucking hair anymore. Like, you look older. So it's definitely you, but your Twitter didn't pop off. Basically, nobody really saw it.
No, I mean, I gained, I accumulated a following that people believed. But also, like you said, I got a lot of, you're not real, send me a video, this and that. And at the time, I didn't want to be on the internet.
Right. You were just doing Twitter to have fun. The tweet about wrestling and Pokemon, and that was it. You weren't really looking to blow up on Twitter anyway.
Yeah.
But besides Twitter, you did resurface a few different ways. Like, right before this big comeback, I guess we could call it, you have resurfaced a few times on the internet and in person where a bunch of people saw you. First being, which one was the first one? Oh, yeah. People would take videos of you on the street.
Yeah.
They'd be like, this is, look at some fuckers.
And the train.
Yeah. I remember the video of you on the train with our friends when you were coming home from work. And they were like, oh, some fuckers is alive. And they put that video on YouTube.
Yeah, but they couldn't come up to me for some reason.
What, were they fans? Maybe, I don't know if they were fans at all. They might have just been like, we know him and we just want to get some clout off this video.
Maybe.
Yeah. So people were like, that was kind of creepy because they were just taking videos of you without even saying anything to you. That was kind of fucked up. Mm-hmm. So people were taking videos of you. Then, which, if you watch Justin's YouTube channel, why don't you plug the YouTube channel real quick?
Hi, Justin Simbis.
Right. And that's the thing. You know, you don't go as Simfuckus anymore. Let's just get that out the way. Doesn't go as Simfuckus anymore. But you did resurface almost. You almost resurfaced on the Howard Stern show. And you talked about that on your YouTube channel, how that went. Why don't you break that one down a little bit?
I did. I made a video about how I met Beetlejuice.
Right. A couple years ago. When do we meet Beat?
2016.
Right.
So I met Beetlejuice. And at the same time, they interviewed me to be on the show.
Right. We were just hanging out downstairs, and they said, oh, shit, look at this guy. So Shuli came down with a tape recorder and interviewed you for the show.
Yeah. They didn't know who I was. They just thought I was interesting.
Yeah.
A perfect member of the
Whack
Pack.
They wanted you in the Whack Pack.
Yeah.
Right.
So if I would have said yes to that, I would have blown up, probably.
Right, because you'd have been on the Stern show, millions of listeners and everything, and you considered it, but you ended up not taking the offer because...
Well, I felt like, you know, I listened to the show, I know how they treat Beetlejuice and all of them, and that's not me. No
right.
disrespect to them, but I don't want to be treated like that.
You don't want to be exploited.
Me. Yeah.
Basically, that's the word. You felt like you were going to be exploited.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say, if anybody's going to exploit you, it's this show. That's
that.
We're the only ones that get to do that.
Yeah, you got me a couple times.
I didn't get you. No, 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 no.
I got myself.
Not the way. Yeah, you got yourself. Dude. You do things on your own, and we just record it. You set yourself up.
Oh, yeah.
But not the way... The Stern Show was talking about getting you, like, prostitutes, basically, and shit like that, and you're not really into that. The most you've done on this show is sing Selena Gomez, and we caught you. That's the the Stern Show don't want to hear that shit. There goes your setup. You good?
Hold up.
His setup just fell down.
He can cut that out.
Or we could leave it in.
It got straight. I had my headphone in. It dragged it down.
Okay. But then the last kind of little resurface before you came back was when you created an Instagram and then you ended up connecting with a few people from the GBC.
Now, I met Jamie on Twitter randomly. She hit me up. She's like, hey, you're a big fan of my husband.
Cold Heart.
That's funny. Yeah, Cold Heart. That's funny story. I used to talk to Jamie back in 2014 on Kick.
Right. Oh, Kick.
And we, yeah, remember Kick?
Oh, yeah.
And we lost touch. And then randomly, she hits me up on Twitter and tells me that my husband is Kogar. So I'm just like, no shit. So she invites me to the show because they're in New York City.
Right.
And Rico, I brought you. And we had a good time. We met the GBC.
Backstage, on stage. They treated us well, very well.
And then they kind of motivated me a little bit, as you did, to make an Instagram.
Right. Oh, you didn't have an Instagram at that point when we met
them? No, I made it. Oh. I made it 2 days after the show.
Oh, shit. I thought you had it already. Because we took a picture with them. We have that group picture. So then you probably posted that up. And then people started seeing, oh, shit, this is Simfuckus. Yeah, this is the real him now. And they're like, whoa, you remember this guy? Even people at the show were talking about, oh, that's Simfuckus over there. Let's get a picture. You were getting people coming up to you at the show and stuff.
I was getting tweets on stage.
Right.
Like videos of me.
Right, right.
And they're like, yo, we see you at the show. Can you take a pic outside?
Right.
So you were there. I took a couple pictures after the show.
Your fan base was still there.
Mm-hmm.
Still there. And so you made an Instagram 2 days later. People started coming to your Instagram. And then you slowly started going to Instagram Live. And that's when things really started kicking off.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man, I can do this. I felt comfortable talking to people on Instagram.
Right.
And I was gaining a following.
Yeah.
And then Damn Long Neck hit me up.
Right, Long Neck.
And I joined his Instagram Live, and it took off from there.
Right. I remember that. I remember you joined Long Neck Live, and next thing you know, bang, 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 you started getting followers and followers and followers. And that was really it. Then you did Vicky's Live. You went and wove Vicky's Live.
Oh, yeah.
Like twice.
Oh, right? Twice. And then it was more after that.
Right. Okay. Oh, you went in Vicky's Live more than once?
Yeah, I've been in her Live a bunch of times.
Okay.
Maybe seven, eight.
Remember, it was around February. It was around February when you started going into Vicky and Long Neck's Lives, right? So right after the new year. Right. So you did that. And then we were, around that time, we were talking about you starting a YouTube channel. You were on the fence about it, and then you finally decided to make your first couple of videos. What was that process like for you?
Well, I was comfortable on camera, on Instagram, and the whole corona shit happened. And I just felt like, if I'm going to do it, like, I just got up one morning, and I'm like, if I'm going to do it, this is the best time as any to start doing it.
Right.
So I took a couple weeks to think about it. It was about a month, and then I made my first video.
When did the first one go up? What month was that?
We started this podcasting June?
No, we started, I think June.
So I started it a month later.
So you were starting in July.
It was July.
All right, so you felt and you came through with your channel intro, and you had a few videos kind of ready to go. So what was it like getting ready to start YouTube? Did you have some reservations because, you know, you left because of hate? So what was the mindset going back into YouTube? Like, how did you know what videos you wanted to make? Because you weren't going to be making the same videos again. You know, everybody kind of probably expected you to come back with your shirt off and, you know, telling people to fuck off. But you were a kid when you did that. So you've obviously grown since then. So what was going through your head before your first couple videos went live?
Well, I knew that I wanted to do. I was going to do unboxings, talk about wrestling, and then I just started doing reactions.
Right, because you were a big fan of reactions before.
Oh, yeah, I was big into the reaction channel.
Mm-hmm.
So I got this new iPad before I started my channel, and I was messing with, what is it?
Screen capture?
The editing. Robin?
A screen capture or iMovie?
iMovie. I was messing with iMovie, and I saw I can do picture in picture. So once I saw that, I was like, man, I can do reactions.
Right.
So I started doing that, and I had fun doing that. So that basically became my channel. And my mindset to answer that going in, I was like, you know, I'm not 15 anymore. I don't care what people have to say.
Right.
I'm doing this to have fun. And over the years, I learned that as much hate I got, I inspired people. So I was going into it with that mindset that, hey, I'm going to do this, have fun, inspire as much people as I can.
Right. You still get hate now. And do you feel like you're handling it differently or better than the previous run?
Oh, yeah. The old me would have made a video.
You would have made a video combating them.
But me right now, you know, I pick and choose the comments I answer to.
Right.
And it's not like I'm answering to be a dick about it. I'm having fun.
Right.
Trolling them back.
Right.
So that's how I...
You're not taking it to heart like you were before. And you're handling it differently. You're handling it better.
Yep.
Good. So what has been like the favorite video you've shot so far? Do you like the reactions more? Do you like the unboxings more? What do you like to do the best right now?
Well, I love the unboxings because I know what I'm talking about.
And you're also getting stuff.
What'd you say?
You're also getting stuff. So
yeah. So I know what I'm talking about better. So I feel like I'm more interactive in those videos. But I like the reactions because it gives me a chance to listen to new music. Because anybody that knows knows that my taste...
Under a fucking rock before this. Under a rock.
You lived, I was still in fucking 2000.
Lived in Limp Bizkit, Eminem, Marilyn Manson, and alternative fucking rock. That was basically it. And then you saw the light when I said, listen, just please listen to Little Peep. Just please listen to anything else. And you finally saw the light and you fucking started listening to other bands. And now, you know, now you're getting a chance to listen to basically everything because whatever's kind of popular, you listen to it. So you're enjoying that aspect of it, learning new stuff.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the new music and I have fun with the reactions. Regardless if I look like a moron, if I sound like a moron, which most of the time I do, because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, especially when I'm reacting to drill rappers. I'm a white guy, so I don't know nothing about
you don't know the
Chicago,
terminology.
Chicago, yeah.
We should get you a dictionary, a Chicago drill rapper dictionary or something.
Yeah.
We need to get you a dictionary.
But I'm having fun. All the videos I make are fun.
Yeah, so that's the most important part. You're having fun. You're back. Do you regret leaving for all that time? Now that you see, like, oh, I'm actually having fun. I could have been doing this for X amount of years, and, you know, if I wouldn't have let the hate get to me, do you feel like you should have stuck it out, or are you happy with your decision to leave?
If you're asking, am I happy with my decision? I feel like I should have stuck it out.
Right.
But if you're asking if I regret making the videos, I would say no.
No, do you regret leaving? I know you don't regret making the videos, but do you regret leaving all that time?
I do.
You do.
I should have stuck it out.
You think you could have went the 11 odd whatever years, just keep going?
Yeah, because eventually I would have grown up.
Right.
And I would have stopped at one point with the dancing, but I still would have had a big following.
Right. You feel like your audience would have seen you grow into Pokemon and into the other interests you would have had and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But everything happens for a reason. So yeah. It is what it is. You're only 27, right? So you got a lot of time left. No time for regret. No time for regret.
Nope. And to go back to the no regrets on the videos, if you asked me a couple years ago, I would have said yes.
Right. You hated your videos for a long time.
I still do. I could tolerate the 13-second ghost because that's actually hilarious. But I still hate my videos.
Right.
But I had to make them in order to leave. And I had to do that in order to get to where I'm at.
Right. Which you're happy about.
Mm-hmm.
You're happy where you are. And I don't know many people that don't look back on their work and go, oh my God, I love everything I've ever done. That's ridiculous. I mean, not many people do that. So you're not the only one in that camp there that hates what they've done. I mean, yeah, you hated it for a long time. We were telling you, but people love it. And that's the most important part. Like, people still genuinely love your old videos. Like you said they inspire them. They make them laugh. And it was cool seeing you go up there at a young age doing whatever the fuck you wanted to do. You did your MTV Cribs video. I mean, that shit was great. You had a lot of... There was some stuff in there that, you know, maybe you shouldn't have uploaded, but most of it was good. So it is what it is. It built your fan base.
Go ahead.
It built your fan base that you can now come back to.
Yeah, and like you said, I don't like my videos. I hate them still. But just knowing that people, they're inspired by me, I get it now. I get it.
Right. You didn't see it at the time why people were genuinely, like, really interested in your video sometimes.
Yeah.
Because they felt like, you know, some people may have just looked at it and laughed because you were acting crazy, whatever, which is fine. I mean, that's entertainment as well, you know. But you didn't really see the fact that people were inspired by the fact that you were getting up on camera, looking different, sounding different, and just being like, fuck you. Fuck all of you. I'm going to do whatever I want. And that, hell yeah, that can inspire people. Now you are more aware of that?
Yeah. And I was the first, let me grab my shots out there. I was the first to do it.
That's right. You're saying you're the first with your condition, which we'll get into. We'll get into that.
I was the first with progeria to do it. I made some people unhappy.
Well, some people were very unhappy. That's right. Fuck them.
I'm still like that. I don't care.
That's it. You're going to drink. You're going to sing. You're going to react regardless. That's it. Yeah, you definitely made people unhappy, which we'll get into in a second. People maybe in your community that weren't happy that you were getting up there acting all fucking crazy. And I don't know. There is still, the verdict is still out there that did my group corrupt you to act like that, or were you already like that before we met you? Because we met you like a year before you did the videos, and I don't know, your mom would probably say at the time that we're the ones that corrupted you to act like that. What do you think now?
I don't think you corrupted me. I think you brought the craziness out of me, because I was already crazy. When you met me, I was crazy.
Nobody knew.
I was.
No, you're saying nobody really knew you were that crazy, though.
No, but when you met me, I was crazy. I was jumping into doors. I was fucking crazy.
And I didn't tell you to do that. You did that on your own, jumping into the fucking doors. It was a lot of fun when we first met. I don't know how much we want to get into it now, but yeah, we first met. Right, a year before your YouTube channel. and we were just acting like total fucking animals.
Did you corrupt me? No, but you did bring the craziness out of me because I'm hanging out with a group of people that are crazy like me.
Right.
For a while growing up, it was like I was growing up with, you know, no disrespect, but like normal people.
Right.
Yeah.
Normal people that were probably looking at you like, oh, look at this kid, like he's... You know, he has this thing, and we're going to treat him all fucking... We're going to tiptoe around him. Little do they know, you're the wildest one there, probably. And you didn't give a fuck, and we didn't give a fuck. We were just like, okay, he's part of the crew. Like, that's it. He's normal just like us. I mean, not that we're normal, but...
And the last year of high school, I think, attributed to that because I met my friends... And they were crazy like me,
yeah.
My new friends. Shout out to Cookie, but they were crazy like me.
Right. We attract pretty crazy people. Mm-hmm. Our whole group is fucking nuts.
Fucking nuts.
And that reflected in your old videos show that. And if y'all think that was nothing, what happened in front of the camera, what happened behind the camera was even better. Like you said. Used to run off the bed and jump into the fucking door like a dart. That was the best. That was the best. For anybody that may not know, we met at a camp, and we did many things at night. And one of Justin's favorite activities was to run from the bed, jump onto the dresser, and then fly into the door like a dart and bang his head into the fucking door in front of everybody.
You know, thinking about it now, because I used to do karaoke at the camp.
I didn't even think about that. Before you did your videos, we used to sing all the time. We used to do karaoke shit all the time.
Fucking, because I got high, metro station, I used to do karaoke. So that could have attributed to the fact, you know, to my decision as well. I
mean, you were just doing it, so now you just turned the camera on and did it in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
So, point is, we didn't corrupt you. You were already corrupted.
Yep.
So, this is the question. So, let's get to progeria real quick, because I'm sure everybody wants to know. Some people may not know. Some people may know what your condition is, what progeria is. So, why don't you tell us what progeria is and how it affects you?
Okay. So, progeria is a disease most people are diagnosed after the fact, like 2 years, 3 years.
Right.
But I'm a special case. I was born with the disease.
Off rip, they knew. As soon as you came out.
They knew. Because I came out looking like I do. So it's a disease that ages your body to make it there. You develop like three times as fast as a normal person. And it affects a number of things. Your bones, that's why I'm skinny. Your face, I don't want to say it affects my voice because I think that was something else.
You think so?
Yeah. And it doesn't. I'm legally blind, but that didn't affect it either.
So the legal blindness is not part of that.
No, it's not. I'm like that because my eyes were small and they used to go in the back of my head or whatever. So my eyes are scarred. That's why I'm like that. But it affects your bones, your face, your aging, and most people with my disease die at a young age, 13. And they die from heart attacks and aneurysms.
Yeah.
And that's about what I know. Because, fun fact, when I was little, I never researched the disease.
Yeah. Your family didn't?
My family never treated me like I had it. I was treated like a normal person. Right. Others are looked at differently by other people, but treated like a normal person.
Right.
So I never looked at, hey, I'm going to research this and tell others about, before I met you, I would say 13. Then I looked into it. I was like, hey, I could have died, or I could die at this moment, but I never let it affect me.
Yeah, you did. You had to research it before you met me, because as soon as we met, you were telling me all about it.
Mm-hmm.
You were telling me the whole gist of it. So you did do your research later.
Mm-hmm.
So now everybody should finally know what it is, because I'm sure you get that question all the fucking time. Why do you look like that? Why do you sound like that? Whatever the fuck. And yeah, I think it really, really helped that nobody treated you like a special case. We didn't mm-hmm. treat you like that when we first met you. You just became right a part of the fucking group. We were all fucked up anyway. Everybody has their own thing. You know, I have legal blindness, whatever. Dre also. So you just fit right in with us. We didn't treat you any different, and your family didn't treat you any different. And that is fucking important. I feel like my family didn't treat me that much differently anyway. They just let me do my thing. And if I got, you know, in some type of way, they helped me out. But that was very important to me. Like, looking from what you said, I don't remember you saying that before, that your family didn't treat you any different. But I feel like that's really important.
Yeah, they never treated me different, and they shouldn't have, because I didn't act any different. No. I was a normal kid. I ran around, jumped around. I was, you know, mentally stable. I never gave them a reason to treat me different.
Right.
Good.
I was just saying, other ways, your mental faculties were, there was some things going on. Which we all were.
Yes.
What was I going to say? Yeah, well.
Hey, go ahead.
Well, go ahead.
No, I was going to say something until you got your notes.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Go ahead. Say it. Whatever.
No, I got nothing to say.
Okay, so why would you say anything if you have nothing to say?
Because I'm stumbling.
I'm not stumbling. I have a question, and I was about to ask you the question. That was very rude of you.
Go ahead.
You say I was stumbling. I was not stumbling. None of us have had strokes yet on this. I'm surprised we're 44 minutes in and none of us have had strokes.
Damn, 40 minutes already?
40 minutes in. And me and you have, this is going very, tremendously well. This is my big Oprah moment. Some fuckers, how did you feel about the hate? Did it bother you? This is my big Oprah moment. I'm very excited. No, I was going to say. What now?
I was going to say it's going good, but I keep looking this way.
Oh, I'm sure I'm looking. I think I'm looking down. I'm looking every way. Listen, if you're watching the video, because we are recording video, just excuse whatever's going on. This is not professional. This is not a professional organization, okay? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. This is as good as it gets for us, okay?
Let's get back inside.
I was going to say, before I was really interrupted twice, you know, you spoke about you running around and jumping around as a kid. And then when we first met, you would tell me that you would go to the progeria meetups. And the kids and the families were the exact opposite of you.
Yes. When I was about 7 or 8, I went one time to a meetup. And the kids there, they were opposite. They didn't run around like me. I knew this one friend that I made. He was like 15 at the time. He was different from them, you know, everybody else. I think it was one or two of us like that. But pretty much everybody there,
You kind of explained it as like, okay, everybody had in their head, like, we're going to die. Like, that was kind of, I don't know if it was beaten into them, but you kind of expressed, like, okay, everybody there was kind of, it was like a cloud over everybody's head. Like, we're all sick, we're all dying, and it kind of affected the mood of the meetup. Like, it was everybody kind of, you said, like, was sitting around, and they weren't really engaging, and they just weren't really living it up.
And I don't know if that was more the kids or it was the staff at the program treating, or the meetup, treating everybody like...
like they made a fucking glass, like everybody's fragile, like whatever, whatever. And in some cases, yeah, I mean, you know, it affects everybody a little differently, I guess. But for the most part, you were saying attitude-wise, you were different than everybody else.
Oh, yeah, I think I was the most, like, energetic person there. I would run around. Like I said, there's a couple of kids there. I had a friend, he was 15, like me, but besides that, nobody was running around. And let's say I never got invited back.
I was going to say, you never were invited back. The progeria community excommunicated you after that. Let me ask you this. Did you show those kids what was on your PSP? Is that why you weren't invited back? Because you had a PSP on you at the time that was filled with filth.
Like I said, I was 7 or 8 at the time.
Okay, okay.
I didn't have it. Then I didn't have it.
You didn't have that PSP at the time?
Trying to expose me.
That thing.
I didn't have it, buddy.
That thing needed to be burned. Well, I was going to say, you know, that's one thing that I, at least, respect about you the most is that, you know, you have this condition that is deadly. I watched a documentary on your condition, like the most famous one. I guess it was the Sam Burns one, right? That's like the only one they have. And everybody's, you know, every 5 minutes, somebody's dropping in the community. You know, there's first of all, your community is very small. Let's say that, right? Like how many? It's not big at all.
I think currently, if you don't count, like, the cases that they don't know about, I think there's about 12 people.
Right.
12 or maybe 15 people, but that's about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm the rarest of the rare.
Okay, Selena.
I'm so rare.
So rare. Well, you know, me and you are two peas in a pod because mine is the same way, kind of. Like, there's hundreds of people with mine, but it's not many at all, so we kind of we're in the same boat there. But I was going to say, in the documentary, every 5 minutes, somebody's going to the hospital for some kind of complication, somebody's dying, and it's just, like, really sad. But you never let it get to you that way. First of all, you were never back and forth from the hospital. You've always been really healthy for the most part. Like, you've never had any fucking incidents ever.
Now, when I was younger, you know, 2, 3, 4, I had a vision problem. I had a problem with my legs. I had the feeding tube in my stomach that people think is a penis.
They said it was a penis. Yeah.
It's not. Let me clear that up right now. It's a feeding tube, and it is a precaution just in case something happened. They needed to feed me through the machine. But like you said, nothing ever happened. I grew up a normal kid, never been to the hospital.
Right. You weren't, not only like you were totally fine, but then you were putting yourself in danger. You know, throwing yourself into the wall. You would get thrown in garbage cans, and then we flip the garbage can over. We trip you. I mean, it was just fucking madness. But, you know, like I was going to say, you never treated yourself like, oh, my God, I'm dying. Like, I have this awful disease. Like, you were just honestly more positive and upbeat than at least I'm just going to speak for myself than me and some other people I know. You know, with your condition to be as, like, positive. And I'm not even going to use the word positive because I don't see your attitude as positive. I just see it as totally indifferent. Like, you don't even think about it. You don't talk about it. If you talk about it, it's a joke. Like, I'm gonna die soon or whatever. Like, we joke about it all the fucking time, but it's never been a big deal to you. And that's I'm not a fucking doctor, but I could imagine that that's one of the reasons you're still around because you're not allowing that to fuck you up.
Yeah, that's like you said, that's how I grew up. I don't talk about it. I never mention Progeria, aside from joking. But I don't talk about it. I just do things. And my whole life, I had doctors tell me, you can't do this. You can never do that. And I hate when people tell me that, because it's ammunition to just do whatever I feel like.
Right. Well, you choose to use it as ammunition, which is the better choice. Some people don't. And
yeah.
If anybody, you know, nobody could talk shit about themselves when you're doing, if you're doing it, we all could do it. Fuck that. Like, if you're using that as ammunition with all those odds against you and you can still do whatever you're doing, I have no excuse. Most of us have no fucking excuse if you choose to use those doctor's words and the hate as ammunition instead of, like, using it to weigh you down.
Yeah, I mean, I was supposed to not eat. I eat like a fucking... You make fun of my eating.
Vacuum. A vacuum of garbage.
Garbage.
He doesn't eat healthy, by the way, which is astounding. Perfect condition, this guy. Not a fucking thing wrong.
I wasn't supposed to walk. I fucking run. I used to run. I'm having, you know, issues with my legs now. But I used to run. I ran all over the place. I took a train back and forth to work.
You took the train with us at 2 a.m. No fucking problems. Not scared of shit.
I shouldn't drink. I do that.
Let's say, you don't just don't say that you do drink because you drink.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, you drink. But, and that's the other thing, you handle your alcohol better than me, better than Mo, for sure. I don't know about Dre, but a lot of us, you can handle your alcohol better than us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're a fucking anomaly, man. You're just an outlier of your condition there.
I had a funny story about that. My doctor's like, oh, you should have a half a beer. I'm like,
what the fuck is that going to do?
I can't get buzzed off of two.
That's for me. I'm the Mr. Half a Beer. I'm half a beer and I'm going to bed.
Half a beer. But, go ahead.
That's half a beer for Mo. He's telling the truth. He's spilling his secrets. Half a beer for me. I'm asleep. You're knocking out a six-pack. And you don't give a shit. So, I really respect that about you, that you don't let that, you know, make you... You could choose to do anything but what you're doing. You could cry about it. You can, you know, sit in a corner and you can even be making videos exploding yourself like that. You could just be like, oh my God, you know, guys, I'm gonna fucking die soon. Send me money. You know, you could be fucking really milking it right now, but you don't even mention it in your videos. You don't, like, a lot of people would probably use that as something to, you know, boost them up there or as content, and you don't. You don't exploit yourself.
I don't wanna come up here and say I don't get, like, depressed. I don't have bad days where you think about, you know, shit, like, you get down on yourself. Because I do. But I have my friends to bring me back up, you know? I'm a very positive person.
Yeah, you definitely are. Does it, I never really asked you, does it get to you, like, when you were aware that your condition could, like, kill you, you know, and you saw the documentary that I saw, that it looked pretty fucked up. Does that get to you at all?
No, not depression, but the feeling down on myself didn't start till a couple of years ago. Then I started having problems with my legs, and I, you know, I got laid off. My down, you know, my not depression, but the down feelings, the sad feelings aren't about progeria. They're just about, you know,
life.
Life itself, yeah. That I'm not working, I'm not doing this, I could be doing so much better, and I'm sitting here watching Jerry Springer.
Yeah, you used to watch a lot of Jerry. That used to be a good, that used to be a joke in the group. I watch Jerry, Maury, everything all day. But now, I mean, technically you're working because, listen, you are monetized. Yeah! You're monetized. So, technically, that's right. Everybody's happy. Everybody's happy. Technically.
Calm down.
Technically, you're working. Now, when your grandma yells at you to come upstairs, you can tell her you're actually working when you're doing a reaction video.
Yeah, it's keeping me busy, the channel.
Very busy.
I'm doing the videos, I'm editing, I edit myself, the thumbnails, so I'm busy.
Did that kind of lift you up more now that you did the channel?
Yeah, now I feel like I'm doing myself. And
you're doing yourself? I think you've been doing that for a long time, is with that chatterbait mode. I think you've been on that path for a long time. You're doing yourself a little too much, if you ask me. I'm telling you guys. It slips. His sickness slips out, and he didn't know that was coming.
That's a drop. But I'm doing something with myself now, and I'm now feeling like I was maybe a year ago. Mm-hmm. That's maybe the last time I felt like that, because again, I wasn't doing anything.
Right. So now you're out of that. You're doing YouTube. And before I get to my final question, do you have anything you want to say? Anything that you'd like to say about the channel, about the old videos, about the new videos? Nothing to the fans yet. We'll get to that in a minute. Anything about the new channel? Oh, are you going to... So you're going to be working on new videos, like new types of videos. Now you're going to be expanding your horizons, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be doing different types. What kind of videos are you going to do now?
Well, I just did a psychic reading.
Right, go check out that on the channel.
People really enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was
so
great.
So maybe I'll do a couple more of those. Then this corona stuff starts dying down. I'm going to do more stuff with you and Dre, so I'm going to look out for that. I want to do more stuff there. I don't get copyright claimed.
Yeah, if you want to make some money.
The reaction hits me big time.
Right.
The reactions.
Right, yeah. You have to fight the claims and everything, and then it's not making you the most money.
But I'm always looking to improve. So if you guys that are listening have any suggestions, I'm open. Just DM me.
Just DM them. DM them suggestions, dick pics, whatever you want. Okay, last question. You touched on this in the last episode, which you did the psychic reading on. Everybody go back and listen to that. We talked about spirit animals, psychic readings. Justin got very spiritual on that episode. But I want to ask this question because I feel like your supporters would like to hear this, and anybody listening would like to hear this. So I asked you on that episode, we asked each other, what, you know, you beat the odds, basically, right? Everybody counted you out, the doctors. They thought you'd be dead. They thought you wouldn't eat. They thought you wouldn't walk. You're here now. You're making videos. You're 27, right? So let me talk about this.
I was going to bring that up.
Let me talk about this because me and Justin have a gripe. Let me tell you something right now. Me and Justin, we're on to you.
Conspiracy.
We're on to you people, okay? Every couple years, Justin comes to me and he goes, I think I'm the oldest person. We're progeria now. So we go, okay, you got to be. I mean, because they're all dropping early. So we're like, all right, you got to be. So we look it up. And every fucking time we go, okay, you're definitely it. Then we find out that, like, literally that day or a week after we kind of put the flag in that he's the oldest, they find somebody on the news. They go, oh, no. This guy is the longest living guy of progeria. He's 30. So then we go, now we got to wait another fucking, now you got to outlive this guy? And then it's like every time they go, oh, now there's a woman, she's 29. There's a guy, he's 45. And we're like, I smell a conspiracy because what are they fucking making these people? Are they creating these people?
I got to 26 and I'm like, okay, I passed.
You passed the
Leon.
Is that his name?
Yeah, Leon.
With all due respect to those people who passed, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not running no shit.
No, we're throwing out at the people who run the community, the people who run the charities.
I got to 26. I passed him. I'm like, okay, I'm the longest. Then I found out there's a 32-year-old who just got married.
Right.
And I'm like, no fucking way.
Where'd you find this guy?
On Twitter.
Talking to them. Where'd they fucking find this guy at? So every couple of years, you know, we think we got it. We're going to call Guinness. We're going to make video. We're going to make a big deal. We're going to throw a party. And then they find somebody else. We have a theory that, you know, the community has never been behind Justin ever. I think they tweeted you happy birthday one time. And that
they
might
did.
Have been,
they followed me on Twitter.
That might have been a sub. I think they follow you to keep tabs on you. They follow you to keep tabs on you. Yeah, that's right. And that was they did that sarcastically. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Hope you don't have another one. Hope you don't have another one. Happy birthday. I think that you think you give a bad name to the community, right? That's always been the running joke, that you think you give a bad name to the community. So we have a theory that they are making these people with Brogeria to discredit you.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of months ago, I saw there's a 36-year-old with Brogeria that was just diagnosed.
At 36.
I'm like, yeah, how the fuck does that happen?
No. We smell conspiracy. We're on to you, community. We're on to you. We know you're creating these people. He's the longest living person with Brogeria right now. We're putting it down. That's it. He's the best. He's the big dog. Don't take that away from him.
Big dog.
The best. Last question, now that we got that out of the way. Okay. What do you feel like, now that you've beat the odds, you're back on YouTube, everything's on the up, what do you feel like your purpose is on this planet? Why do you think that you have beat the odds so much and you're here and you're doing your thing? What do you feel like your purpose on this planet is? Do you feel like you're just here? Or do you feel like you have been, you've made it this far for a reason? Do you have a purpose? What do you think it is?
Well, at first I thought it was to like help get the cure for the progeria.
Right.
Because I'm a rare case, but I never did testing. I never did all that. So I'm like, you know, now I think I'm here just to inspire other people to not only look at themselves and go, hey, I can do this, but to just, I lost my gut.
You all right?
Oh. Yeah.
That first stroke. First stroke of the night. That was it. We had it. You're saying you want to inspire people to get up and do whatever the fuck they want to do, regardless of their situation and condition. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm going to inspire people, and you never know. Me inspiring somebody could inspire somebody else to do something amazing.
Great. Yeah.
To help the world.
And that's how it works. That's how I said it on that episode as well. Like, I feel like all of our purpose on this planet is to help the next person and spread love to the next person and the next person. It spreads out, you know, whether you're a chef, whether you're an artist, whether you're anything, you know, your job is in that job is to help somebody else with what you do. And I feel like without a shadow of a fucking doubt, you're doing that. 'Cause now, you know, as I said before, you're entertaining people. But without saying it, you're saying, hey, if I can get up on the camera and do whatever I want to do, whether it's a reaction video, whether it's just talking about a story time, if I have the balls to get up and do it, you got no excuse.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm still here, so obviously I haven't reached
your peak
that
yet.
Person or people that I'm supposed to.
Right.
So I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing.
Right. And I feel like your content will, not that you're going to go anytime soon, but will outlive you, because you made those videos 11 years ago, whatever, and they were still inspiring people and entertaining people until right now. And now you're making videos like fucking crazy. So I think you are going to be doing, I think you're doing well at your job already, and I think it's going to be great. You're going to do your job for a long, long time.
And if I come tomorrow, I could say I lived a happy life.
Right, and if you go tomorrow, there's a few pops that I think should be in my name and a few things that I think Maurice will want, so just let us, just make sure you write it, actually write it down tonight in case you do go tomorrow. Make sure everything's going to the proper people.
Yeah, I'm gonna make out my bill.
Finish what you were saying. I'm sorry, I'll tell you.
If I go tomorrow, I'm happy with how my life turned out. I had friends, I did a lot of shit, I met people, you know, it's like could I have asked for anything better?
Well, please stop talking like this, because this sounds like you're actually gonna go tomorrow. So I'm glad you're saying this, but it's scaring me a little bit.
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine.
Scaring me a little bit. Okay, let's end that now. Scaring me. All right, so that was great. This is my second interview. So how do you think this went? Listen, I just cut you off now, but I was gonna say I haven't really cut you off too much tonight.
No, if anything, I tried to cut you off little bit.
You can cut me off. This is your night. This is your show tonight.
I think it's a good stroke aside.
I didn't know where that was going. I was like, who's getting stroked?
The last 10 minutes, I had a stroke. But besides that. Right.
You had a stroke in your last video, too, in the Vin Diesel video. Right? Or wasn't it the Vin Diesel video? Yeah. So, if you're a big fan of Justin and you just stumbled upon this podcast, you have a couple of things to listen to, because Justin has been on a few different episodes of this podcast. He was just on Psychics and Soul Contracts, where he talked about his purpose again. He talked about he got a psychic reading, so you can listen to that. You've been on a bunch of different episodes. You were on number 2. You were on, what else were you on? You were on the Chatterbait episode, This Episode is Cursed, where you talked about You talked about when you were just kicking off your YouTube channel again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, and now you're at 5K subscribers, which over 5K, which I've...
I just passed 6K.
Shit. Damn, you were just at 5-something the other day.
Yeah, this guy's growing. I got like 300 the past 2 days.
Right, so I neglected to say that and give you your props early on that you have now over 5K. You got 6K in counting. So if you're a fan of Justin and you were a fan of this episode, make sure you go back in the catalog. His name is in the titles of the video of the podcast that he's in. So go check him out. Justin, would you like to say any final words? Final as in this podcast, not in your life again. Final words to your fans.
I mean, thanks for having me on the episode, the show.
Thank you.
I'm glad I could finally get this out there, because it's been a long time coming. And I'm excited to grow on YouTube. I'm gonna start streaming on Twitch, and I'll see what gets thrown at me, you know?
Really? See what gets thrown at you, huh? All right, well, with that, why don't you plug the channel, plug your Instagram, plug your Twitter, plug away, baby.
My...
What, something getting... All right?
My...
Okay, whenever you're ready. Nope, whenever you're ready.
My YouTube is Justin Simbitis.
Right.
My Twitter is at Real Jason Bittis.
Right.
My Instagram is Real Jason Bittis. 93, and that's it right now.
That's it. You can find me at It's Gritty Bitch on Instagram and on Twitter. Let me know how you like this interview. Let me know if my interview skills were great. Did I indeed have my Oprah moment? Was I on par with Oprah? I don't know. What do you think? Do I have a shot at my own talk show?
You didn't give me anything free. So, no.
What do you want? You want a fucking basket? A basket for coming in? A green room basket or something?
I want a 3-year subscription to Chatterbait.
Well, when we get sponsored by Chatterbait, they will give us the subscriptions. So, Chatterbait, please sponsor us. We're also open to Blue Chew and other things of that nature. So let me know. Did you like the interview? How did I do? Did I cut him off too much? I tried not to. I tried to make this about you. I got my own shit in there once in a while, but hey, it is what it is. It is my fucking show after all. So that's it. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Again, hope you're doing well. It's almost October, baby, so get ready for Halloween season. Much love. See you next time.